It's good to be in the Lord's house this morning, be here under the tabernacle again. Certainly thankful for this privilege to stand. It doesn't, the nerves don't ever get any better about preaching here. I'm always so nervous that I can't hardly turn the pages on my Bible, but I'm thankful for the privilege to preach, whether it be here, whether it be on the street or wherever it might be. I'm just thankful that God's given us the privilege to be able to preach. And if you have your Bibles this morning, I want to look in the book of Genesis, chapter number 26. Genesis, chapter number 26. Steve and I were talking last night after service about these morning services this week. I don't remember a time in many years. I believe if I've counted right, this is about my 13th year being here. And I don't remember in many years getting as much help for my life as what I've gotten this week from the preaching, from the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. Just him showing up in a timely fashion. I got a phone call one morning this week and had to go out and answer, and it was my brother having some difficulties, and my heart got heavy, and as quick as I walked back under the tabernacle, those gals got to singing, "There is a remedy." Oh, Lord, what a Savior. What a Savior that would show up right then and right there and let me know that he is the answer and he is the cure, and I bless his name for that. Genesis chapter number 26, I'll begin reading in verse number 17. The Bible said, "And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. He called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, 'The water is ours.' And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also, and he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and digged another well, for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, 'For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.' And he went up from thence to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night, and said, 'I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake.' And he builded an altar there, and called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there, and Isaac's servants digged a well." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for the day. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to pray. And God, I ask you, Father, as I come humbly before you, God, that you'd touch and use, God, us this morning, Lord, in a way that only you can. I recognize, God, that I'm nobody and can do nothing without you. So I pray, Lord, you'd help us for just a few moments, Lord, to be able to preach your word. God, maybe somebody get help for their life. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a very familiar text to most of you this morning. And just like all these other preachers, I'm not going to try to give you anything new. I'm not going to try to step out of the bounds of who I am and try to wow you or amaze you. I just want to preach what the Lord has put in my heart. Looking here, the Bible said in verse number 18, Isaac digged again the wells of water. And I'm just want to preach just a little thought to you, a simple thought on just keep on digging. Brother Steve's already said it. We're tired. We're weary this morning, no doubt. I am. I've been driving back and forth this week, and we're tired in body, and we're tired physically and mentally. And some of us came to camp meeting on Monday in that shape. We came tired, we came weary, we come stressed out, we came spiritually low. But I just want to say this morning, just keep on digging. Amen. Here the Bible teaches us that Isaac was in a land, and I'm going to try to give you just a few reasons why that we need to keep on digging, some reasons why I believe that Isaac digged again these wells of water. But I want to say, first of all, if you'll notice in the text, you'd have to back up to the first verse of the text to realize that there was a famine in the land. It was a time when things were not so good. Things were difficult. And we know that the Bible teaches us that in our day, there's a famine in the land for the Word of God. There's a famine for hearing the preaching of the Word of God. Now, there's a lot of folks preaching today. I wouldn't argue that. There's folks preaching everywhere. But listen, we're in a place this morning where we get to hear the preaching of the Word of God. It's not just preaching, but it's Bible preaching. And I'm grateful for that. And I believe that there's a reason why that you and I, men, and even you ladies this morning, need to keep digging for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's because there is a famine in our land. There is a famine, and we're in a time when my wife was reading coming up the road about the decision of the Supreme Court and this gay marriage issue and all the things that are taking place around our country and our culture today. And listen, there's a famine that's taking place, and God needs some folks that'll dig again the wells of water that once flowed and once supplied for those in that land and in this country. Lord, there's been days around this place that there's no way, there's no how that I could go back and dig again some of those wells because I wasn't here when some of those wells were dug. But somebody has stopped them and they need to be dug again. I was reading and studying this. I've had this in my heart all week, and I was reading and studying, and I believe it's John Phillips said this. He said, when someone names a well, they name that well as a claim or a stake to that piece of property or to that well. It would sort of been like in the gold days when someone dug and found gold, they would stake their claim to that property and to that area. And when they named a well, that's what they were doing. But when someone stopped a well, it was their way of declaring war or saying that that well had now become theirs, and they're kicking dirt in on the top of the wells of water to declare war with those that have claimed it as their own. And I want you to know this morning, and hear me, there's a world around us that hates us. There's a world around us that's not interested in what we have to say. They're kicking dirt in on top of what God's wanting to do. But listen, I want to say to you, just keep digging. Just keep digging this morning. They've declared war on you and I. Listen, it's not us. The Bible said, Jesus himself said, they hate you because they hate me. It's not about you or I this morning. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're trying to kick dirt in on top of the water that he's given you and I to drink from. And God's needing some men that regardless of how tired we are, God's needing some men, regardless of how wretched and vile Baptists can be. God's needing some men this morning that'll pick up the shovel of the Word of God and dig again those wells that once moved and stirred with the water of God so freely. God's looking for you and I just to keep digging this morning. Amen. I believe he dug because there was a famine in the land. It was a time when food and water and things were difficult to come by. And if there's been a time in my life that I've seen where things are difficult to come by spiritually, we're living in that time. Oh God, listen, I'm not as old as some of you are, but I never thought in my life I'd see a day when the courts and all the country would say it's okay for men to be with men and women to be with women. I never thought I'd see the day whenever some of the activity in our country would come to pass and take place the way it is. And listen, I'm not here this morning to preach politics or to preach those things. That's not what God called me to do. But what he did call me to do, and every preacher under this tabernacle this morning, is to dig again those wells that the world has stopped up. He called us to stay true and faithful to his word. It may result one of these days in us being locked up for what the Bible says. It's not about being locked up for what we believe, but it's about what the Bible says. That's what this world has a problem with. And we've got to dig again those wells of water. There's a famine. But listen, I don't just believe he dug again because of the famine. I believe he dug again because of his father. Those were wells that his daddy had dug. Those were wells that no doubt as a little boy, Abraham pulled up a bucket and said, "Son, here, get you a cold drink of this."
My papa raised me and died when he was 11 years old. But he was a preacher. He was God's man. And listen, I don't remember a whole lot about life with him. But what I do remember of him that was good came around the house of God. Came sitting on a pew and maybe playing with a Hot Wheel car on the front row while he was preaching. And somehow, some way, he dipped out some of that water into my heart and into my soul. And one day God the Holy Ghost came by, and that seed that was planted germinated, and I became a child of God. And listen, I don't want to try to be him. I can't be him. And we can come to these meetings and we can pick out our favorite preacher and we can try to be him if we want to, but it's not about that. It's about getting to the water that these men had. It's about drinking from the same well they're drinking from. It's not about cloning preachers or being this way or that way. It's about getting to the water. I'm glad, thank God, I drank from the well. Oh, listen, his father had dug those wells. I don't know. I've not seen around here what some of y'all have seen, but I've seen enough to know I don't want nobody kicking dirt in on top of it. Amen. I'm going to tell you some things in my life that I don't like to hear. I don't want nobody talking about my pastor. Amen. All right. That must mean I'm too loud. I don't want nobody talking about my pastor. If I hear you talking about my pastor, I'm probably going to tell you I don't like it. Amen. I don't want nobody talking about my church people. I hear you talking about my church people. I'm probably going to let you know I don't like it. I'm just going to throw this in. I don't want to hear nobody talking about this camp meeting. Amen. You say, preacher, do you always agree with every word said and everything done? I wouldn't tell you if I didn't agree with it. I'm not the one going to give an account for what goes on around here. Amen. I didn't mean to say that, but I did. But I've seen some things go on around here, and some of those wells were dug by some of your ancestors, some of your forefathers, and those wells need to be dug again. Hey, we don't need to quit. We don't need to stop. Just because the preacher said something you didn't like, that don't mean you ought to quit digging. Just keep digging, keep digging, keep digging till you hit the water. He dug because of his father. Brother Steve, I believe I know him well enough to know he ain't so much digging for himself around here. He's digging wells that were dug before he came along. He's keeping holes open that were open before he got here. Amen. And he dug because of his father. I noticed in the text that Isaac had a wife. I believe he redug some wells because he had a family, because of his family. He wanted to make sure his family was able to keep drinking from those wells that his daddy dug. Listen, I'm not compromising this way that was handed to me from my papa so that I can give it to my children. I want my kids to drink from that well. I don't know how many of y'all really know the testimony of me and my wife, and it's not really important that you do, but my wife didn't come out of a church that preached old-time religion, old-time way of doing things, and she didn't always understand when we first got married why that I asked her to do certain things that she did. And the strangest thing happened one day. I kept taking her to the well that I'd drunk out of all my life. I kept leading her down there out of that Baptist church that my papa preached at, and the craziest thing happened. One day somebody spooned out a well of water in her heart, and she got born again. She got saved out of that well. You say, preacher, what are you saying? Some of you have got family here that may not know the Lord. Just keep digging. Just keep the well open. Keep the water flowing. Keep rolling up bucket after bucket. Keep pouring it in front of them. Keep making that water available. Sooner or later, a spoonful of it will get dipped into their soul. Then God will do what God does. He'll save them. Just keep digging for your family this morning. Our families ought to mean more than what they do these days. It ought to mean more than what it does. The Bible said in these last days, men would be without natural affection. Isn't that right? Isn't that what we see? I mean, mama's not loving on children anymore. Children not loving back on mamas anymore. Somebody ought to kick the dirt off the top of the well. Hey, man, go to digging again. Somebody's stopping up wells and they need to be dug again. The Bible said Isaac digged again those wells the days of Abraham, his father. They were digged in the days of his father. Our families ought to mean more to us than what they do. Ought to protect them. Ought to make sure they've got the water that they need to drink from. Oh, we know. Listen, I don't know what happens when you get up here, but you get so nervous you preach fast and you forget things you want to say and all that stuff happens. But listen, here's what I know. You know it, I know it. Water's a type of two things in the Holy Scriptures. It's either a type of the Word of God or it's a type of the Holy Ghost. Usually moving water is a picture of the Holy Ghost of God. Still water's a type of the Word of God. And no matter how you look at these wells, you can get both of them out of there. And it's laying in the bottom of that well still and seem like it's hot and dry and there's no water to be drunk. Just get in the Word of God. Just read it. Just saturate yourself with it. Just study it. Just put it in your heart. Just do all that you can do with the Word of God. And then one of these days, God's going to stir it. How's He going to do that? He's liable to drop a bucket down there. Get the waters to moving upward. And it won't be long until you've turned on that handle till there comes the bucket up out of the well, and you can take that moving water, pour it over your hot head, pour it down your dry throat. You can get help for your life, but the only way to get it is to uncover the wells. I was interested in how they even dug a well back then. They bring in a big rig now, set that thing up with them bits on it, and I mean, turn on a big machine and that thing goes to drilling. There'll be all kinds of gray matter comes up out of the ground and all of that happens and then water comes forth. Might have to dig 300 feet to get a well in our day. I don't know how deep they had to dig to get them there. I tried to find somebody that had the answer and I couldn't find anybody. But here's what I know. They didn't dig it with a big rig. They dug it by hand. Whether they had a shovel and a pick, whatever they had. I read one place that when they was digging a man-made well, that they had to lower men down on ropes into there, had to dig a while, and then they'd pull them out. Let them rest, lower somebody else in to dig a while, pull them out, let somebody else in. What are you saying, preacher? The work's not easy. The digging's not easy. The labor's not easy. But I'm telling you, if you're ever going to get to the water, somebody's going to have to dig. I wonder how many preachers come to the meeting this week ready to quit. I want to just say this to you. You don't know that you're not ready to break through the last level into the water. I wonder how many preachers have left their church and give up right before the last rock broke and gave in. And then the next guy came along and got to hit the water because he didn't quit digging. This ain't about trying to be mean or ugly this morning. This is about trying to encourage you men of God to just keep digging, just keep preaching, just keep praying, just keep visiting, just keep laboring. Some of you ladies are preachers' wives and the church may have talked about you, been ugly towards you. Just keep digging. broken. You may be just inches away from breaking through the last level. You may just be one more pickaxe swing away from hitting water. Just keep digging this morning. Lord have mercy. I believe every preacher in the country wants to quit on Monday, don't they? We went down there to West Lenore to school, and somebody always said, whose idea was it to have Bible college for preachers on Monday? Amen. Every one of us is ready to quit, but I'll never forget something old Alan Carr said to us. Come in one Monday morning, he said, men, did you have a good day yesterday? And all of us was like, oh. He stopped us and he said, fellas, he said, if you got to preach the gospel, it was a good day. Oh, Lord. If we get to open the Word of God and throw out a little water, if we get to drop a bucket and draw something out, I'm telling you, hell may come against you by the acre, but if you get to splash a little water, hey, it's a good day. I was thinking when the Lord put this on my heart early Monday morning. I was watching Brother Joe preach, and I was watching Brother Stroud preach, and I thought back to a message that Brother Dana Williams preached on party time, and I thought, man, can you really preach at Taylorsville without having a bottle of water to throw on everybody? And listen, I can do that this morning. I can say, man, you hit the well. When you get through that last little bit of bedrock and you hit the well, you just want to throw water on that. I'm sure, no doubt, after all that digging, after all that labor, doing it for the family, doing it because of the famine, doing it for his father, that when he finally hit the water, he probably just rolled around in it for a little while, probably throwed some on his head, probably drunk a little bit, but he just wanted in the water. That's what he is after. That's what he is looking for. And listen to me, men, it's not about pleasing a congregation. It's about getting to the water. Amen. He dug again those wells because it was a famine. Dug them for his father. Listen, this place has a great history and heritage. Church I pastor has a great history, a great heritage, and there's no way that I'll even know where all those wells are. I mean, honestly, some of the folks up at Landis Baptist Church are going to have to go to some of those old wells and dig again for us to get them, because I don't know where all of them even are. I don't know where all of them are around here at Taylorsville Baptist Camp Meeting. But some of y'all have been here since the beginning, and you know where the wells are. I've heard preacher Brother Steve, I've heard him say, man, God helped me right over there in them shavings. He helped me more than one time right over there. Listen, sometimes I feel like I got to cram my way in up against that rail to get in beside somebody. But right over there, God's done some things for me. That's where I know the well is. That's where I know I've tasted the water before. And listen, some of you've been there. Some of you's been around it, and you ought to kick the dirt off the top of those wells and get back to the water again. I don't know where yours are, but I know where mine is. Listen, I want to say this in closing. It's not just for the famine and the father and for his family, but I believe we're going to have to dig some wells again for our future. Look what verse 22 said. He removed from thence and digged another well. Now this is, don't let this cross you up. I've thought about this all week, and I don't know exactly how to say it to where it ain't going to cross you up too much. He didn't just kick the dirt off the old wells. He dug some new ones. He dug some wells that had never been unearthed before. He moved some dirt that had never been moved before. Now listen, here's what I found in digging. If you dig somewhere where there's already been a hole dug, it's a little easier to dig. But when you go to digging where the ground's never been moved, sometimes that's a little bit harder work. I believe Isaac recognized the fact that he was going to need more wells. I believe he believed God, and God told him he was going to give him that land. And God told him that he was going to give his father Abraham, he was going to multiply his seed. And Isaac looked and said, we're going to need more water. We're going to need more places to drink from. Now listen, being cautious, I know what I'm saying could be misunderstood. We really don't need any more churches. There's a church every way you turn. Landis, North Carolina, and Brother Dorland's here. I don't mean to offend him. He's been there his whole life. But it ain't very big. You can drive 5 minutes either direction and be somewhere else. I mean, that's just how big it is. But in that short little drive, you're going to drive by a church no matter where you go as a church. There'll be a Lutheran, there'll be a Methodist, there'll be a Presbyterian, and then for every one of those, there'll be six Baptist churches. We don't need any more churches. We need more wells. We need more water. We need the Word of God one more time. We've got enough churches. We've got enough ritual. We've got enough routine. We need a fresh dose of the Word of God this morning. Those of you preachers that are here, it's up to you and I just to keep on digging. Oh, don't lay it down. You may be fixing to break through. You may be fixing to hit the water. I don't know. There's been days we've all been there. You've thought, dear God, I'll never survive. I'll never get through. It ain't worth it anymore. I'm ready to hang it up. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, God will weed the garden. And he'll pluck out what doesn't need to be there. And the next thing you know, the water's moving freely. But if you let what God's trying to weed run you out and cause you to quit digging, you're just liable to miss the water. Amen. I believe he dug for our future. Our children need fresh water. God help. Don't you? Let me say this. I still got a yellow light. Let me just say this. Fellas, listen to me. And I ain't no expert on preaching, Brother Steve. I get around some of you men and I get so nervous I can't even talk, and I like to talk. I mean, I do. I get so nervous I can't even talk. Let's not give these young preachers the wrong idea of what preaching is. Brother Steve said it yesterday. It ain't all about preaching our hobby horses, preaching our favorite sin and our little pet peeves. It's about preaching this book, preaching this blessed Word of God. He's given us enough to preach that we'll never get it all preached and all told. Let's just get on the horse of the Word of God and let it do the work. Amen? Amen. Just keep on digging.
Well, if you appreciate that preaching, say amen. Amen. Justin, how